Open your Bibles with us again to Colossians 2:15. Colossians 2:15. Glory to God. Woo-hoo. 2:15. Colossians 2:15. Thank you, Jesus. And having spoiled principalities and powers. What did he do? Spoil principalities and powers. The Amplifier says he disarmed. I was a soldier. I served in the United States Army. November 67, I got out in August 69, and I served 1 year in Vietnam. During that period of time, I learned a lot about weapons, because that's what one of the main things we used was. It was weapons. It was for our defense, our protection, and we use them for offense. It was very important that we understood our weapons. As a foot soldier, it was very valuable and profitable for us to understand our weapon that we was carrying. I start out training on a M14. And in our basic training, they told us, you got to know your weapons, your best friend. That's what they said. You need to get to know it so you can break it down in the dark and put it back together. Because sometimes they would jam, and when a weapon jams, you can't fire it. So, he said, they taught us, so you need to get to know your weapon, take care of it, because it is your best friend, your friend. So, I come to find out days and months later, as we came in contact with our enemy, how important our weapons were. They provided us with firepower to offset what the enemy was trying to do to us. We had help from the artillery company, which was ECHO. We also had help from the helicopter. You remember, it saw the design like Blue Max. I think y'all remember that one. Some of you would. And we also had abstracts from the F-85 plane that we could call in. Then we also had back up from the big boys, the B-42, B-52 bombers. When they came through, you know they've been through. Because it will rock your world. It shook the very earth that we was living. will stand on. You can see the shock waves as they release these bombs. You can see the shock waves in the air. You actually see them and hear them. And we were in a conflict or battle to help the South Vietnamese from the North Vietnamese. The United States were bagging the southern part of Vietnam, and Russia was backing and supporting the northern part of Vietnam. Amen. And in this, we learn about the importance of weapons. God knew that Adam had messed up, whom God had called, created, and placed on this earth to rule, and he filled the earth. Are y'all hearing me? He filled the earth with all his goodness. Everything came from heaven. This earth was filled with it to supply his man. And he gave him instruction how to operate this earth. Hello? And you know how we are. We always want to try something on our own or allow someone else to influence us against the one that told us what to do and know what they was talking about. Amen. So God told Adam about this earth and what to do and what not to allow, and he did just opposite of what he told him to do. And a terrible thing happened. I want y'all to stay with me. A terrible thing happened. There was a separation between God and his man. God remained God. Adam became an outlaw. And instead of this earth giving him all the good and all the blessing that God has so prepared for his man, thorns and thistles, evil and violent, murderers, start happening in a world that was created perfect, full of the love of God, filled with the goodness of God. So much and so, and it's real serious when it get this close to home, that brother rose up against brother and he killed his brother just because his sacrifice was accepted and his was not. Abram did nothing to Cain, just offer sacrifice to God. Hello? But you could tell it was something wrong. I'm taking you somewhere.